Rutherford. Scalise.
Jacksonville Area Representative John Rutherford for second consecutive day casting a vote for Steve Scalise as House Speaker and shortly thereafter putting out a statement saying the hardball tactics haven't worked and also saying Representative Jordan is fiddling while the world is on fire. Congressman, did you want to use a different F word there by chance? Don't use it on the radio, of course.
Thank you for having me on, Rich. Hey, listen, you know, one of the things that I learned as sheriff was principled leadership is not always easy, right? But look, I spent my entire adult life putting lawbreakers in jail and holding rule breakers accountable. And I'm not going to change now and reward a rule breaker. Look, Jim Jordan lost in a head-to-head, free and fair election in conference against Steve Scalise. And instead of accepting the outcome of that election, he refused to follow the majority and really got up in his, quote, concession speech and just blew up any chances that Scalise had of getting to 217. And so I'm voting for Scalise because he beat Jim Jordan.
You mentioned hardball tactics. What hardball tactics have impacted you, and have your phones been ringing off the hook there in D.C.?
Yeah. And back in the district, and, you know, some members have received threats. I've not received anything like that that I know of, anyway. But look, the problem that I've got is, you know, this sounds a lot, what's going on right now sounds a lot to me like what libertarians do and say. Rules for thee, but not for me. Well, I don't abide that. And so I there's no way I can vote for Jim Jordan after what he did in that race with Scalise. So what he needs to do, and look, the numbers are growing. The no's are only growing. I don't want to throw out a number, but they're going to go up again if we have to go to a third round. I'm hoping that in conference, Jim will see the light and withdraw respectfully like Scalise did, and let us get about the people's business in finding a consensus candidate. We can do it. We need to find somebody that everyone will get behind.
Who would you get behind or nominate?
Well, there's probably several names out there that I could get behind. I don't want to name a bunch of them, but you know, Scalise and McCarthy are out. Jim Jordan is out in my book anyway. Those are not the guys. I think folks like you know, Steve Womack, Tom Cole, folks like that who have the gravitas and the trust of this entire conference.
Is there any scenario, Representative, where you would endorse a Patrick McHenry as an interim speaker with some limited rules just to be able to get some work done? That we hear that's been bubbling up a bit.
Well, yeah, it has. And I'll tell you my caution on that is that takes the pressure off of finding a speaker. And I think we can find us. If they would put us in a room, I asked leadership to put us in the room last night. There's no reason we need to go home at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock. We work 14-hour days up here oftentimes. Let's get to work. We can pick that person quickly, I believe.
And is there any scenario where you would endorse or vote for Hakeem Jeffries?
No, the only ones that have worked with the Democrats so far is Matt Gaetz and the other seven that blew this whole thing up and sent us into chaos. They're the only ones that have worked with the Democrats.
Jacksonville Area Representative John Rutherford with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. How early are y'all back in conference this morning, and when is a scheduled House floor vote? Is that set yet?
It is not set yet. I think I think there's some talks going on now. I don't want to say what they're doing, but no, we don't have anything set yet.
All right, so we will stay tuned for an update as the day progresses, and obviously as the next round of voting may potentially happen, whatever the result happens to be, we'll get you that right here on the radio, wherever you're listening to us now, and instant updates, breaking news developments, whenever you are away from the radio, download the 104.5 WOKV app.